Tomorrow, voters throughout the state will head to the polls to cast their ballots in the first in the South primary, which will be a critical test of Black support for candidates. A new poll from Monmouth University puts former Vice President Joe Biden in the lead with 36% of voters, followed by 16% for Senator Bernie Sanders and billionaire Tom Steyer, polling at 15%. The other candidates don't break double digits, and they're nowhere near the 15% threshold for earning delegates. South Carolina has 54 pledged delegates up for grabs. Let's talk more about this with our reporter roundtable. Meg Kennard is national politics reporter for the Associated Press, and NPR's Juana Summers also joins us in studio. Welcome to Here and Now, ladies.
Good to be with you.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about Biden first. Of course, this poll is not necessarily surprising. We know he has a long history with South Carolina. Is that a good indicator of how well he'll do on Saturday? What do you think, Juana?
I think it is a great indicator. We just saw former Vice President Biden pick up a key endorsement here from South Carolina's own Jim Clyburn, who is seen as a kingmaker in the state. I've been on the road with a number of candidates over the last few days, and I've been surprised by how many people were either waiting to hear what Jim Clyburn would say, or after the endorsement happened, were saying that it was actually something that was figuring into how they make their decision. Mm-hmm. A lot of voters here are still figuring out who they'll support, even though we're just a day away.
Yeah, I was surprised by that, too. A lot of voters that we spoke with said the same thing. Meg, I mean, do you feel that there needs to be this big enough lead? How much would Biden have to lead in this primary in order to propel him into Super Tuesday?
Members of his team and people in his orbit who may not necessarily be on the campaign itself are telling me they really want to see a strong double-digit victory on Saturday. It's not that they're necessarily worried that Biden isn't going to win, but they see if he has a two-digit win, that gives him the strength that he's going to need to get into these Super Tuesday contests strongly. His candidacy has been, you know, kind of having an issue over the past couple of contests, but South Carolina is a place where he feels very comfortable. And if he comes out of Saturday with something in the 10 to 15% range, that's what they tell me they feel is going to be a good standing for him to go into Tuesday.
Someone else who's doing pretty well here in South Carolina is Tom Steyer. We spoke with him yesterday. He's coming in third in this poll. I asked why he's so focused on South Carolina. Let's play a clip.
South Carolina is a state which reflects the diversity of the Democratic Party. It has a heavy proportion of African-American voters. It's got a lot of Latino voters. The Democratic Party is a big tent with a lot of racial and ethnic diversity.
Juana, we know that he spent a lot of money in this state. He's really kind of putting all of his eggs in this state. Are you surprised by how well he's polling with Black voters?
I am actually not surprised. Meg and I have both spent a lot of time here on the road with Tom Steyer. He has been coming to this state not for weeks and months, but for years, forging connections with Black voters. A lot of folks that I spoke to, I've been following him all week, have known him from his work with Need to Impeach, the advocacy group he launched, or from Next Gen America. So he, too, is a familiar figure here. But it shouldn't be lost on folks. He has spent $17 million on broadcast ads here. Everybody I talk to has gotten a Tom Steyer mailer. Some people say they are getting them every day. He is making an aggressive play specifically for Black voters here and knows how important they are.
Yeah, you know, we also talked with Congressman Jim Clyburn earlier this week. One thing that he talked about with us that he was concerned about, though, is something that he thinks about regarding the fracturing of the Democratic Party. So while Biden might be doing well here and he may do well tomorrow, overall, thinking about how maybe Bernie Sanders will do in some of the other states has him really concerned. Let's listen.
I know how this country will react to certain people. And I may be wrong about this. But if he were to get the nomination.
Senator Sanders.
Yes. I hope I'm wrong. I just don't think I am.
And Meg, to add a little more context to that, he referenced many times what happened in 1972 with the presidential contest between Richard Nixon and George McGovern. And in the end, McGovern only won one state. Do you see the similarities here?
I think that what we're hearing from Majority Whip Clyburn is something that a lot of figures within the establishment part of the Democratic Party are voicing. And I think what he's worried about and what some of them are, too, is the down-ballot implications that a top-of-the-ticket Bernie Sanders fixture could have. He's thinking about House races. He's thinking about Senate races. He's thinking about that overall balance of power in Washington that right now is tending GOP, but they would really like to see some resurgency within the Democratic Party. So I think that that is a concern that I am hearing from people. I think one thing to consider here in South Carolina, this is a place where Bernie Sanders is also incredibly well known. Mm. And he obviously campaigned in 2016, but he's also maintained somewhat of an infrastructure here. Our revolution has continued to be active in the absence of his campaign. So while we may not see him come with a victory on Saturday, that may very well go to Joe Biden, a strong standing and a strong finish by Bernie Sanders, he's obviously got some other wins under his belt already, that's going to give him strength going into Super Tuesday. And we're going to continue to hear people like Jim Clyburn saying what he told you.
We are also expecting to see President Trump here. He will hold a rally in North Charleston today ahead of tomorrow's primary. He did the same in Las Vegas the day before the Nevada caucuses. South Carolina, we're talking a lot about the Democratic primary, but it's a very red state. And there's a contingent of folks called the Operation Chaos Group who have said they plan to vote for Bernie Sanders to manipulate what comes out of here. Juana, do you think that they will be successful in that?
I think that in order for them to be successful, they would have to be a whole lot of them. If things go the way of the polls, where Joe Biden has a double-digit lead right now, it would take a lot of folks to come in and do that, to muck with the primary process, to elevate Bernie Sanders. But to your point, this is an incredibly red state. And I've talked to some voters here who make the point that for them, the economy looks good. The president is very popular. Mm-hmm. Why should they consider any of these Democrats?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about Super Tuesday, which is just days away. A new poll from UC Berkeley finds Senator Bernie Sanders is taking a commanding lead against his nearest rival by 2-1 in California. And then there's also this WBUR poll out of Massachusetts that shows Sanders in the lead with 25% of the vote and Senator Warren trailing just 17% in her own state. How much do you think Senator Sanders' dominance in some of those Super Tuesday states and California specifically will impact the overall race for this nomination? Meg.
California, as we well know, is a very delegate-rich place. So whoever comes away from California with a big victory is going to have a lot of delegate numbers to back them up. So while we've seen these other early voting contests happen, South Carolina is going to do whatever South Carolina is going to do tomorrow. But I think that once we get through to Super Tuesday and all of these campaigns that are doing delegate math and really looking at how that all shapes up in terms of who gets the nomination, we very well could be seeing some strength coming in from Bernie Sanders, who even here in South Carolina, a place where most people do not expect him to win, has been having massive rallies with thousands of people. And we're most certainly going to see those continuing to happen.
Juana, you're shaking your head yes.
I am. We're going to see a third of the delegates on Super Tuesday. So California is a huge springboard. The theory of the case from the Sanders campaign and those in his orbit that I've spoken to is if they do well in South Carolina or do well in South Carolina, go on to Super Tuesday, do very well in California, the math will be on their side. And with so many moderate candidates who are vying to stop Bernie Sanders, they'll split the delegates and his advantage will be almost numerically unstoppable.
Hmm. I want to ask you about Elizabeth Warren, something that we just learned, that an unknown super PAC supporting Warren is making a $9 million ad buy in California, Texas, and Massachusetts, all states voting on next Tuesday, as we've been talking about. She's also a candidate who has criticized other candidates for getting help from super PACs. How does she level with this? I want to know your thoughts, Juana.
I think we've seen in the last couple of minutes as well that she is now calling on that super PAC to release the names of its donors after coming under some criticism for seeming to have changed her mind, changed course on this. It's not clear to me whether the super PAC will actually do so. My bet is no. I don't have my phone in front of me. But I do think this is something that a number of her rivals, should she continue on in the race, should she continue to do well, they're going to start pointing to, because she did throw down this challenge of saying none of us should be taking this money. And now none of us should be getting the support of this money, even though they cannot technically direct those funds.
Yep.
But now she is benefiting from a system that she herself has criticized.
Yeah, Meg.
I would absolutely agree with that. It's going to be very tough if the super PAC doesn't agree to release that information. It's going to make a very difficult situation for Senator Warren, given how adamant she was, particularly in the very early portions of this contest, how there needs to be transparency, how fundraisers need to be open. I think we all remember the wine cave moment that happened in one of the debates.
Yep.
So that is going to put her in a tough spot, but she also has to be cognizant of the fact that at this point, it looks like she could probably use that help.
That's NPR's Juana Summers and Meg Kinnard. I know both of you all have a very busy day ahead of you and day tomorrow. Meg is the national politics reporter for the Associated Press, and Juana Summers is with NPR. Thank you both for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Thank you.